boost your mornings with fresh breakfast on 102.9.
It is 8:14 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, we did promise you a conversation of something that you need to be privy about. Now, the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology, as the custodian of the Nationhood and National Pride program, will launch the National Symbols Campaign on the 22nd of June, 2023 at Swakop Moon in the Erongo region. To talk about this, we are joined by the senior PRO from the Ministry of Justice, Abudi Edmund Khoiseb. Abudi Edmund.
Yes, NSK, good morning.
How's the morning, Bud?
No, we are well. We are well. It's cold in the coast, but we are pushing.
That's
it. Is it? Yeah, because I was just about to ask you, how is the weather in the coast? Because they say that it's very cold in the morning and then it becomes a little bit warm in the afternoon, hey?
Yeah, during the days, the week has been a bit warm. But then, I don't know, there's just something about Swakop weather that just changes immediately when they feel like it.
Yane, welcome to my home area, Buta.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So Edmund, let's just get started with the conversation for today, hey? Maybe the first thing that I would ask you is just, why did the government initiate the National Symbols Campaign?
Yes, it's very important that as citizens, we should be able to recognize national symbols of pride and of history in general, where we can end and say this is the point where we, as all Namibians, regardless of financial status or religious status or political affiliation, where we all unite and are one. And these national symbols are then those items that one can point to and say, this brings us together, this makes us Namibian, this makes us proud to be Namibian. And as a nation, we are seeing that there is a pool where we are not being united anymore. And central government then felt that, listen, we now need to try and initiate a project or a campaign that will make for us to be united, number one, but then number two, also to be proud of being being Namibian.
Namibian, yeah, absolutely. So what would you say are the just expected outcomes of this particular campaign?
At the end of this, what we want to see is patriotism, you know, amongst Namibian people. We want to see our protocols being observed the way they should, the hosting of the flag when the anthem is played. We want those protocols to be done properly, where we do show a sense of patriotism towards the country. And then also we want to see that when we are using some of the symbols, especially in official communication and so forth, that we do make use of the proper symbols that need to be used, but also making sure that the colors of such symbols are the correct ones. We also want to have a young generation. We'll be targeting a lot of schools with this campaign. We want to see a young generation that comes up that knows our symbols and that can appreciate and respect what those symbols mean to the Namibian nation.
Now, what stakeholders are involved in the execution of this campaign?
So this is a campaign that is targeting all OMAS, if you would put it that way. Those are the offices, the ministries and agencies of government. But then we have a steering committee on which we have people from the Office of the President. We have the Ministry of Justice, and it's important that you should note that the Ministry of Justice, we are the custodians of the National Symbols Act, Act 18 of 2018, as amended. We are the custodians of it, and it's very important that we form part of such committee. But going forward, we have the Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security, especially the Namibian Police Force, and then we have the National Youth Service, we have the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture, the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation. The Namibian Sports Commission also forms part of it. And they are starting something very new, and they will be sharing more of it in the few days or weeks to come, where we are also looking at a national T-shirt.
A national T-shirt. Nice. That sounds interesting. Now, let's look at those national symbols, Abudi Edmund, that will be displayed during the campaign, as well as their importance.
Yes. So, according to the Act, the National Symbols Act of 2018, it talks about the coat of arms. That is normally what we find on all government communications, be it letters, be it official reports and so forth. That's normally at the top of any government document. So that's the coat of arms. Within the campaign, we will be teaching, especially civil servants, how to use the coat of arms, number one, and also which one is the correct one, because the internet is filled with so many coat of arms that you do not know which is the correct one. So we will be educating especially civil servants on that one. The second one is the national flag. The national flag, we are going to show the importance of the colors, how the colors of the flag should be. There are small things like on the sun, you have the rays that are pushing out. Those rays are counted. There is a space that's needed between those rays. And that's where you can see this is an authentic, true Namibian flag, and not just one that was produced somewhere for someone to quickly sell.
Oh, wow.
So we are trying to also make sure that as government institutions, we then buy the correct flag, and then also host it the
correct way. Yeah. So Edmund, what would you say are some of the protocols? Because, I mean, this is obviously an informational session for all of us right now. But can you kindly share with our listeners also what are some of the protocols that are associated in terms of handling the national flag?
Yes, and probably we will also, not probably, we are having some visual material as well that we'll be sharing on social media as well as on our national television. These are the flag should never touch the ground. Eh? We should always make sure the flag never touches the ground. One of the things that we should do is whenever we fold up the flag, the sun should always be facing up. And there are demonstrations also on how this is done. Additionally, the times of flying the flag. The national flag is normally hoisted at dawn or 7 a.m. and then lowered again on at sunset.
Okay.
And this can be done for several days, or it can be then lowered every evening and then brought up again in the morning. When we have private persons that want to use the national flag, you know, for patriotism, maybe at home or so forth, private men's people may fly the national flag as a symbol of patriotism over festive occasions. Private persons, and though not permitted to fly foreign flags at their home, and they may be permitted to do so on government directive.
Okay. So, what would you say are some of the steps that Namibians should actually apply, or should actually take? I beg your pardon, to apply for the use of national symbols.
Yes, the national symbols are applied through the Ministry of Justice. You have to send an email together with the symbol that you want to use. To symbols@moj.gov.na. That's symbols@moj.gov.
Edmund, it seems like we are losing you there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
are
there we go. Yeah, now we're fine, yeah.
Yes. So whoever wants to use national symbols, the flag, to reproduce the flag or the coat of arms or whatever it is, should send an email together with the prototype or whatever that you want to use to symbols@moj.gov.na. That's where you send it to us. That's the Ministry of Justice. And then we will facilitate the whole process. But the initial approval is given by President. That's the President of the state, but then the process is done through the Ministry of Justice.
Of course, yeah. Abudu Edmund, let's talk about the launch itself. When and where, and is the public invited?
Yes, the launch is taking place now. We are already on the ground. We will start off with a march from ShopRite here in Swakopmund, all the way down to the launch site, which is Swakopmund Plaza Hotel. That's where the launch itself will be taking place. It will be starting from 9. So we will have a small march down. The march is mostly, or the marching team is mostly made up of public relations officers of government. Those are the communicators of government, that's central government, that's local authorities, and that's regional councils as well. So all of us are gathered here, and we are going to then be marching down with national colors on, as well as flags of our country. And whoever wants to join can join us. Just make sure that you are wearing any of our national colors. That's either green, blue, yellow, or white. And then you can then make this beautiful, beautiful flag of us stand out.
Nice. That's beautiful. We wish you all the best for the day itself, Abudi Edmund, as well as the rest of the team. We are excited. Obviously, you should know that Fresh FM, as well as the rest of us here, are extreme patriots. Okay, so we will be keeping an eye on you guys.
Thank you so much. The launch itself will also be streamed on MICT pages.
Nice.
Mm. And we are coming to the regions. This campaign is going to come to each and every region. And we are going to be targeting schools. Be prepared for us. Be prepared with questions regarding how can I contribute to my country's unity. So thank you so much, Fresh FM. We will also reach out to you so you can always amplify our messaging.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And good luck with today. Bye-bye.
Well, how is she? I think she's ready. You think? Give me her chart.